This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his government has launched several schemes and programs with women at the center, which have benefited every section of society. Speaking through video conference from New Delhi on the occasion of the launch of the Mukhyamantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana for Bihar, the Prime Minister said, "The double engine government at the centre and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar's government in Bihar is working together for women's welfare."
जब कोई सरकार महिलाओं को केंद्र में रखकर कोई नीति बनाती है तो उसका फायदा समाज के हर हिस्से को मिलता है, पूरे परिवार को मिलता है। एनडीए सरकार ने बहनों को केंद्र में रखकर सोचना शुरू किया, योजनाएं बनानी शुरू की, तो तस्वीर भी बदलनी शुरू हो गई। एक साथ करोड़ों घरों में गैस कनेक्शन पहुंचा, आज करोड़ों बहनें चैन से चूल्हे पर खाना बना रही हैं। उज्ज्वला के गैस कनेक्शन ने बिहार की रसोई को ही नहीं, महिलाओं की जिंदगी को भी उज्ज्वल बना दिया है।
The Prime Minister said the foundation for this was laid 11 years ago through the Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana, which enabled the opening of millions of bank accounts for women. He underlined that assistance is being transferred directly into women's accounts without corruption. Calling the Mukhyamantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana a Navratri gift, the Prime Minister expressed confidence that with the double engine government's efforts, Bihar would have the highest number of Lakhpati Didis. India termed the statement by NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte regarding a purported phone conversation between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin as factually incorrect and entirely baseless. Responding to a query on the NATO Secretary General's statement during a media briefing in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said no such conversation has taken place. He added that India expects the leadership of an important institution like NATO to exercise greater responsibility and accuracy in its public statements.
At no point has Prime Minister Modi spoken with President Putin in the manner suggested. No such conversation has taken place. We expect the leadership of an important and esteemed institution like NATO to exercise greater responsibility and accuracy in public statements. Speculative or careless remarks that misrepresent the Prime Minister's engagement or suggest conversations that never occurred are unacceptable.
The situation in Leh district of Ladakh Union Territory remained peaceful yesterday as there are no reports of untoward incidents from anywhere. Leh has been under restrictions through imposition of Section 163 of BNSS 2023 since Wednesday 24th of this month following the violent clash between security personnel and protesting youth which claimed loss of 4 lives and 90 others injured in this incident. The injured persons are still undergoing treatment at Sonam Norbu Hospital in Leh. All the educational institutions and business establishments across the district remained closed yesterday as per the order of the district magistrate Leh. People stayed indoors and traffic on roads was minimal. Security forces have been deployed in the entire district to ensure the imposition of restrictions and maintain law and order as well as to restore normalcy and peace in the region. In response to aspirants' appeals, the Maharashtra Public Service Commission has postponed the state services preliminary exam from September 28 to November 9 due to severe flooding across the state. The floods have disrupted logistics and damaged study materials, leaving candidates unprepared. Similarly, the Directorate of Medical Education and Research, DMER, exams originally set for September 25 and 26 have also been deferred. In the Asia Cup Super 4 match, India defeated Sri Lanka in the Super Over after the match tied with both the teams scoring 202 runs each in the stipulated 20 overs at the Sheikh Zayed Stadium in Abu Dhabi, UAE last night. Put into bat, India scored 202 for 5 in the stipulated 20 overs. Abhishek Sharma was the highest scorer for India with 61 runs. In response with a quick 507 by Partham Nisanka, Sri Lanka made 202 for 5 in the stipulated 20 overs. In the super over that followed, Sri Lanka made 2 runs, 2 wickets in 5 balls. And that is the end of this news bulletin.